Every time I see Shal Khanea's face, my heart just drops into my shoe. You know, these two conversations that we've had this morning on the Solidarity Fund and with respect to his murder and witnesses to his murder are stories about representations of the finest amongst our public servants or public supportive servants. And it's just unfortunate to understand that there's a system that's failing them in this regard. I can't believe the police were warned, even after having withdrawn Shal Khanea's protection services, that his life was at risk. But I can only imagine he knew the risks. I remember hearing his wife's commentary after he passed away, saying, you know, at least we can relax a little bit, because the threat was looming large over us, and now we know it's been pulled back. But I don't know about you, but something's very uncomfortable for me with respect to how SAPS is responding to this. And maybe it's top secret and that's why I can't see it. But there's something quite nefarious and quite deep around the issue that's being faced between the ganglands of South Africa, of Western Cape, that to me requires greater intelligence skill than SAPS has historically demonstrated itself to have. I don't know if we are able to call on Interpol or if our military arm has any assistance here or our state security, but historically it looks as though Shal Khanea was the top of the lot in terms of having intelligence investigative power. And I don't have a great deal of faith that Mr. Bekele is necessarily putting this at the top of his list. I'm happy to be proven wrong. But up until this particular point, I have to say I feel quite strongly that I would love some assistance from, I don't know, the FBI, unless that's more propaganda and media than actual hard work. But we do wish the police well, and I really do hope that we get to the bottom of the Shal Khanea murder case, because it spells a great deal for how regular citizens in South Africa, and particularly in the Western Cape, are able to survive, particularly if stories about our stories about the broadening gang landscape are to be believed.